Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we offer our best sex advice, ideas, soulful conversations, and much more, so you can enjoy an amazing sex life. You can find a complete podcast archive over at pleasuremechanics.com, where you'll also find our alphabetized sex index so you can quickly find the resources that answer your questions and inspire you to level up your sex life. You can also submit a question to be answered on future episodes over at pleasuremechanics.com. We would love to hear from you. On this episode, we are going to be talking about touch as emotional communication. And this is something we talk about a lot. If you are a longtime listener, you know that we are pretty much obsessed with massage. We think every couple should learn to give one another professional level massages in their own bed and use massage as a form of loving one another, as a form of foreplay. We think it's the best foreplay around, actually. And massage is one of these places where you focus fully on the power of human touch. And there's so much to say about human touch and why it's valuable, and we've covered some of that in past episodes, and we'll surely talk about it again. But human touch is essential for life and for vitality and growth.
And health.
And health and love and
well-being.
But we want to specifically focus on this one area that we've mentioned before. We often talk about how a recipient of massage can feel your intention in the touch. And what we mean by this is if you go into a massage full of love and gratitude, no matter how exquisitely skilled your strokes are, those emotions are going to be felt and transmitted through your touch. Whereas if you're distracted or bored, those things can also be felt. And I came across this study. It's a 2006 study that basically put strangers separated with a black curtain between them. And they were given the task of communicating an emotion by touching the other person's hand or arm. So they said, feel anger and then touch. Feel fear and then touch. And what they found with astonishing rate of success is that these emotions could be felt through the touch, even through strangers. I love this study because it is scientific research that backs what we say. Because sometimes when we talk about intention through touch, it sounds kind of woo-woo and out there and spiritual, but it's a very real physical thing. And we talk about it because we've both experienced it. We've talked to hundreds and thousands of people who have experienced it. It's a real phenomenon, and this study is one of probably many that has scientific research to back up those claims, and we always love that. So let's talk about this. Why is this important? What does it mean for touch in relationships?
In your bedroom.
In your bedroom, out of your bedroom. What does this inform us? What is the best practices that this understanding informs?
So the bottom line is how you feel when you touch somebody is translated at some level. People can understand what you are feeling through touch.
Yes.
And that is a powerful thing to use for good.
Yes.
And
what do you mean by that?
I mean, we can either choose to amp that up intentionally and say, when I'm giving you touch already in the bedroom, if I'm going to do a massage, if we're having sex, if we're exploring foreplay, that I'm going to pay attention to my emotions and see if I can amp up my gratitude, my love for you. And you can do that by remembering all the ways that you love this person, remembering your history, remembering why you've picked this person as you touch them, and infuse your touch with even more love and gratitude. And that is going to be felt.
Wow, so you're talking about actively amplifying your emotions and then zapping it through the power of touch.
Yeah, it's like you're a superhero.
Awesome.
And, you know, this could be interesting for people. I was just thinking of women who, for instance, have C-section scars because they've had children. And, you know, what happens if you touch those scars with gratitude for the children that your partner has birthed for you? And often that's a place that women feel uncomfortable or embarrassed about. And so it's it can be a healing experience to touch places that people feel self-conscious about.
Right. And even in the most simple ways, when you're saying goodnight to one another, if you can take a few deep breaths and feel the love and gratitude you have for your partner, no matter how busy a day you've had, and then just give them a few strokes down their back or a nice cuddle embrace and feel those emotions, that's transmitted and it's felt, and that counts. All those micro moments count. And then when you're giving each other a massage, it counts. And when you're having sex, it counts. All of these moments where you're touching one another, from the simplest kiss goodbye to, you know, full-on massage sex extravaganza, what you're feeling in your heart, in your emotions, is part of that erotic experience. And for me, one of the things this really points to is that you can't hide.
Mm.
You can't fake it.
Mm.
And we all know this. Like, we've all had an experience where someone's giving you a hug or a kiss and they're not really there, or they're feeling anger or resentment towards you.
Mm.
And it doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like the same loving, joyful hug that you could have with the same person, with the same physical mechanics. Everything about that hug is the same, except for the emotions. And we feel that. And the fact that you can't hide your emotions when touching, I think, can also be used as a superpower. Because, and we've experienced this in our relationship, touch has been such a big part of our relationship, that the moment one of us feels off or mildly frustrated, we don't even have to touch anymore. Like, we feel it through the ether. But especially when we touch, we're like, all right, what's up? What are you feeling? What's going on? And the fact that we catch it so early, because we touch so much, because we pay attention to how that touch feels, means that things don't build up. Whereas a couple who doesn't touch, who doesn't pay attention to this phenomenon, might let things build up for a really long time, and the resentment builds, and touch doesn't feel good, so you do it less, and you drift apart, and you become a sexless marriage, you become a distant, cold, icy relationship, right? And so if you deliberately bring your attention to this fact that you can feel emotion through touch, and even in the simplest moments of hugs or laying your hand on someone's back, you really notice, like, how am I feeling about this person? How are they feeling about me? And use that as a point of check-in, kind of as a barometer of what's going on with your emotional state. Because it might not even be about you. And I think that's also important to notice, is your partner might be feeling distant and not really present with you because of something that's going on with work or with a friend or a fight they had. And it's really a loving moment to check in, being like, you don't really feel like you're doing well. What's going on?
Are you okay? Is anything going on?
Is there anything you want to talk about?
You're not there, totally.
And I know this is kind of a lesbian moment of like... Let's check in. How are you feeling? But honestly, guys who are listening, one of the number one things we hear from women is that they want more intimate conversation from their partners. And they want their partners to be available to talk and check in about how their day is going. And it doesn't have to be a 3-hour session. You can still, you know, you can keep it short, whatever. But like, it's important to be able to be aware of how your partner's feeling and be their ally in optimizing life and feeling better and resolving issues and resolving conflict. Because let's face it, like, anything your partner's feeling affects your life, and it's important to be able to check. And we just had this experience the other day where Charlotte was frustrated and stressed out and rushing around, and so our daughter got upset and was crying and being frustrated, and then I was frustrated, and we finally got out of the house and we're on the road and took a deep breath. And I said to Charlotte, you know, we really need to manage your stress because you're the heart of this family. Whatever you're feeling, we're all feeling. And she teared up a bit. And I think it's really essential to realize that within relationships, within families, we all affect one another's emotional states. So back to the touch, back to the sex. I think it's really essential to use this power when you lay hands on your partner, to know that they're feeling what you're feeling what they're feeling. We're all in this synergistic relationship together. And so use this as a way of assessing each other's emotional states and communicating your emotions. Love, gratitude, joy, excitement, and sometimes sorrow and mourning, and using touch as a healing place for those emotions. Like, it can really run the full spectrum of human emotions, and that's really important. It's not just for the lovey-dovey, I love you so much moments. It's for the, you need to be calmed and soothed, so I'm going to place a very relaxed hand on your back and hold you until this passes.
Whew.
Does that all make sense?
Yeah, and I think it's valuable. What struck me in the moment where you told me I was the heart of the family, and I teared up because I felt both the responsibility and the privilege of that. And it made me feel like, right, there's nothing more important to me than that. And I have to take even better care of myself in those moments where I haven't been, so that I can show up as a loving force and a present force in all moments for my family and for myself. And why I feel like that's relevant is sometimes we have to take responsibility for our own emotions before we come to our lovers with touch. If you're in a place where you are feeling frustrated or not present from your day, is there a way that you can take a few moments and connect with yourself, get into a place where you feel more solid, stable, present, so that you can offer your partner more valuable touch?
Or just be able to communicate, I'm not there for this, honey. Like,
yeah, if you want to give me some touch, I could do with calming down. If you want to rub my feet, that would be really useful because I'm not really in a place to give. Those are all really authentic conversations, and we've definitely had those conversations multiple times, and it's very helpful.
Yeah.
Just to be like, I'm totally distracted. I'm not really here for you, but if you'd like to serve and nourish me, I'm down.
And if not, that's okay. But what we can't do is fake it and try to have intimacy right now, because I'm not available for that. And it's a disservice to the relationship to try to force through anger, resentment, whether it's about your partner or about something totally else in life. You shouldn't really bring those emotions into touch, into the bedroom, because then your partner's going to feel it and it gets to be amplified. Like, you amplify that through intimacy. But as you said, something like a foot massage, like, I'm really stressed out and frustrated about my boss. I need to lie back, have a drink, rub my feet if you want, and we can connect that way. Great. Or let's go for a walk, see if I can blow some steam off, and then let's revisit this conversation.
And maybe I just want to cuddle. Can you just hold me? I'm feeling sensitive. I'm feeling a little raw. Can you just hold me?
Yeah.
And that can be enough, or it can take you into a different place of beginning to feel gratitude and appreciation for your partner. This is really just about being authentic and communicating where you are and then seeing if there's something that opens up from that place. But
the essential thing here, though, is to keep in mind that whatever you're feeling in your body is transmitted through your touch. Science proves it.
Love it.
We all know it to be true. We've all had this experience. This research is backing it up. But with that knowledge, how does that change how you approach touch with your partner? Just think about that question and remember it. And when you are feeling a lot of love for your partner, go give them a hug. Put your hands on their shoulders. Stroke their hair. And imagine, like, some people are very visual, other people are kinesthetic, but imagine your love flowing through your arm, out through your fingertips, and into their body. Like, if you could see that, what color would it be? Could it be golden light?
Now you're getting super lesbian. Some people find that really useful, and other people don't find it useful at all. Those kinds of visualizations. I kind of am into the superhero thing right now. You know, like, zap.
How is that different than colors streaming through your hands?
It's not really. It's just a different metaphor. Whatever works for you.
Yeah.
But this is so cool. I mean, this is, I don't know. These are these cool things about being a human.
I think we imagine that as an individual, like, our body stops at our skin.
Yeah.
And more science is showing that we influence each other in so many ways. Both, like, the electromagnetic force field of our heart physically affects other people who are around us.
It's so trippy.
This touch stuff, your emotions, like, and one of the ways my old massage teacher used to talk about this is get into a crowded elevator and have a little panic attack, like, be anxious and fearful and freak out a little bit, and you will affect everyone in that elevator. step into the same elevator with the same people and be like joyful and mellow and chill and smile and deep breathing, and how do you affect those people, right? Like, your physical energy affects everyone around you all the time. And if we all could take a little more responsibility for this fact, we might have a much more joyful world. But it especially affects the people that are in your pod, your kin, the people you're living with, the people you're touching. So this is, you know, your intimate partners, your children, maybe your parents, like the people that you're physically with day in and day out. How do you communicate your emotions with them? And touch is one of the ways we do it. And let's take a little bit more conscious, mindful energy to that fact and be superheroes of love and touch. <Da-da-doo>. All right. I'd love to hear your experiences with this. How have you felt this in your relationship? What does it mean to you? Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com and drop us a line. We love hearing from you. And while you're there, check out all of our podcast archives. We are here for you. And we also offer our amazing online multimedia courses that are ready for you whenever you are ready to master new erotic skills in the privacy of your own home. And that includes Couples Massage Mastery, which is an entire head-to-toe program so you can learn to give amazing massages at home with your loved ones. And it's an incredible course. We recommend all couples learn massage. We think it's one of the foundational skills of a happy, healthy sex life and relationship. So certainly check that out and use Speaking of Sex at checkout for 20% off the course of your choice. Enjoy. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.